punk and the schooner, no ice punk. Can the schooner, no ice punk and the schooner, no ice punk and the schooner.
Then show number 46 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner. Gene, who are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, yeah, 46 show. What's up? Welcome, Charles. Please use the bathroom.
You really think that's funny?
Sorry. Yep. We have a very special guest today.
We always say that. Don't take it personally.
Okay. Sax player.
I am not a sax player.
You're not a sax player?
I write a lot for sax.
You write a lot for some reason? That's not your sax player.
I do not play.
Sorry. Okay, I take it back.
I get other people to play.
Composer?
So your wife is a sax player.
Oh, no.
Composer, pianist, probably.
Piano? Yes, I am a pianist.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank God. Sorry, I got it wrong. Profession. What a bad introduction on my part. Let's start it again. Here. Charles, stop that. You think that's funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve Cohen.
We have Steve Cohen with us.
Welcome.
How you do? Pleased to meet you, and I'm delighted to be here.
All right. Well, you say that now.
Just wait till you sit for about half an hour next to Charles. You'll be dying to leave.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Okay, if you keep doing it, it will actually be funny.
Well, anyway. Steve, first I'd like to ask Charles to ask his very famous question that he asks all our
guests. Really famous, like you never hear it before. What made you start in the endeavor of the composition world?
I just couldn't help myself.
That is the best answer we've ever had to that question.
You always say that.
No. The last show we did with Mike Atanska previous month, all he said was, it happened one day.
I know, you'll never live over that.
And he just stopped right there.
Don't you love it when people just, you're interviewing them and it's like, yes.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sorry. Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike. The Gatanska, our previous guest.
And the horse.
Okay.
But we love him. Yeah. He's actually a good guy.
So your answer. Okay. That was
he just gave the answer.
Would you like to expand on that answer?
Okay, let's see. I was, I think I'd been playing piano for a couple years, and I just started making up little pop tunes of my own, and attempting to write them down, and things just kind of snowballed from there. I was very lucky when I was in high school. I got into the Teenage Performing Arts Workshop, which was a summer program that the All City Chorus had at Manhattan School of Music. And working there was John Corigliano before anybody knew who he was.
Yeah, so interesting.
Yeah, so...
Was he a nice guy back then?
Yes, and he still is. I just want to make...
Is that your political answer?
That's my political answer. Oh. It happens to be true. He's very different.
I'm sure. Sorry, making fun, just being silly. Go on.
So there I was, like 16 years old, and I got to study with this terrific composer.
Yeah.
And I stayed with him through 4 more years at Manhattan School of Music.
All right.
Oh, so you actually studied with
him. We're both Manhattan School of Music alumni, incidentally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. Yes, we are.
And then you studied with Broccoli after
I studied privately with Broccoli after I did...
Gianpaolo Broccoli, that is, Gianpaolo. In case you're wondering who we're talking about.
Blessed memory. And after I got my bachelor's degree. But he and I started at Manhattan School together. His first year there was my first year there.
Oh, wow.
And I had him for... instrumentation and form and analysis.
Wow. Gianpaolo Broccoli was my teacher, and Steve and I met when after Broccoli died. I did a concert in his memory and trying to get as many of his old students that studied with him as possible to do a concert. Steve was one of these people. He had a sax and piano piece.
That's right.
My confusion. For some reason, I thought you played sax. But
I was playing piano on that.
You were playing piano on that. That's
actually, the guy who was playing sax, we'll be hearing him later. He's actually made a studio recording of my sonata for soprano, saxophone, and piano. And we'll be talking about that in a bit.
Well, should we start off with that?
Let's start with that now.
Segue!
Okay.
So who's involved?
Okay, the saxophonist is James Noyes, also a Manhattan School of Music connection. I met him when he was getting a doctor's degree there, and he studied saxophone with Dr. Paul Cohen, no relation.
Yeah.
All right.
And James and his group played my second quartet. They did it at several locations, Manhattan School of Music, and also Weill Recital Hall in Carnegie Hall. And he suggested to me that I write a piece for a soprano saxophone, and he pushed my buttons by saying, the soprano saxophone is unjustly neglected. Most of the recital literature is for alto saxophone, and is really not enough for soprano. And he promised me that if I wrote a good piece for soprano, I would get a lot of performances.
Now that's the best sales pitch ever.
And he was right. This has become a very popular piece, and I'm very, very happy and very grateful.
So let's hear this. This is the sonata for soprano, saxophone, and piano.
Why don't we just play the second movement?
Second movement.
The second movement is a blues. While I was writing it, I opened the paper one day, and there was an obituary for Ralph Burns, who was one of my favorite orchestrators and arrangers. I felt that his presence was with me, and so the piece is Blues in Memory of Ralph Burns.
No relation to Robert Burns.
No, not so you'd notice.
Yeah, not that we notice or anything. Music of Steve Cohen here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you. Yes, indeed. The sonata for sax and piano, the second movement for sax and piano by our guest, Steve Cohen. Soprano, I beg your pardon.
Soprano, sax, and piano.
Yeah, right. You could have messed it up even more.
I make that distinction because there is about to be a sonata for tenor saxophone and piano. Premiering November 11th at Manhattan School of Music.
All right, then. Yeah, that's... any particular... Is this also by the same player? Does he alternate?
No, actually, this is by somebody that actually studied with this player and the guy who taught this. So we have many generations playing my music at Manhattan.
Now, who's the pianist?
Pianist on this recording is a wonderful pianist by the name of Beth Robin. I know Beth as the pianist from the Zemir Chorale, which is a Jewish music group that I've been singing with on and off for the last 7 years. She's a magnificent musician, and I was thrilled to make the connection with her and James Noyes.
Right. Now, you is it a coincidence that you have an association with saxophone, or...
Well, let's see. I'll tell you how this all started. I was a freshman at Manhattan School of Music. Right. I knew some guys from the jazz department because on the weekends I used to go up to the Catskills and play in the lounge band at the Pines Hotel and the Rowley Hotel. Right. And I recognized some Manhattan School people playing in the show band. Right. And so we got friendly, and I see my friend at the cafeteria one day, and I sit down to lunch with him. And there's some other people at the table, and my friend Paul says, this is Paul Cohen, he's plays saxophone, and this is Steve Cohen, he's a composer. And Paul looks at me and says, what have you written for saxophone? And at the time, not very much. Yeah. Over the years that I was there, I got to hear Paul, and some amazing things that he was able to do. I did not know that the saxophone could play what he played. And so that whenever I hear somebody like that, I want to write for them. So I approached him about the idea of writing a sax quartet. And he and his group premiered that at an alumni concert. I think it was 1980. And after that, he became chairman of the saxophone department there. And he assigns all his students my pieces.
That's great.
Now, that's the way it should be, darn it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am very lucky, and this has worked out very well for, I like to say, everybody involved.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, we have another piece involving the sax. Tell us about this.
Okay, well, we've been talking about Paul Cohen, and we're going to get to hear him now, because his group did a studio recording of my second quartet for saxophones. This is soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone saxes. I wrote this sometime in the 90s. I have to check the date here. 1998. So a long time between pieces. But this is a much longer piece and pretty expansive. And the second movement, which I like to share with everybody, is a scherzo. And these guys work very hard at creating these textures where it sounds like they're not breathing.
We have circular breathing, maybe.
Circular breathing and hocketing and just
staggered stuff.
What's that?
Staggered breathing.
Staggered breathing and just kind of breaking the phrases up so that somebody else's entrance covers somebody else taking a breath. And so I was very interested in motor rhythms and... it's almost like, what is the word on that? Minimalist music, but not quite so minimal.
Okay. And this is a sax quartet?
Yes, this is a sax quartet, the New Hudson Saxophone Quartet, consisting of Paul Cohen on soprano sax, Avi Goldrosen on alto sax, Noah Goetz on tenor saxophone, and Tim Reutemann on baritone saxophone.
You really have to have a lot of balls if your last name is Goetz and you played a tenor saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
poor guy. I feel kind of bad for him.
That's right, Stan.
And he plays tenor.
And he plays tenor. That's
what I'm saying. Oh, my goodness, yeah. So is this number one?
This is going to be track two, the scherzo.
Right, this is quartet number two.
Quartet number two.
Yeah. Scherzo, for all you non-musicians, means literally, I believe, a joke.
Yes.
Let's see how much we laugh. Well,
so
we
Charles,
hear this.
It means all your music is a scherzo.
Oh! as usual, but that's your problem. Second movement, the Scherzo from the Saxophone Quartet No. 2 by our guest Steve Cohen here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I confess that I chuckled a little bit. It started off in F, which turned out to be a dominant to the B flat that it ended in.
Oh, yeah.
Saxophone Quartet No. 2.
Oh, Charles.
Yes, Scherzo. Just, no, I'm not.
Nothing gets past you.
Yeah, no, I'm not showing off. It's the Scherzo from the Saxophone Quartet No. 2, written in 1998. Paul Cohen was the soprano saxophonist. A.V. Goldstein does alto. Noah Getz is the tenor. And Tim Rudiman. Rudiman, I thought I'd get it right before we got on. It played the baritone.
He hears the pitches, but reading, not too good.
Yeah, you know, we were talking. Thank you. We were just talking about how one people are good at one thing and not anything else, like doing sound effects that are inappropriate whatsoever, as Gene Pritzker does here. Yes, yes. No, are we having fun yet? Yeah. Yes!
Yes, we are.
Anyway.
Oh, no. Here's Charles with his girlfriend.
What? Okay, there's a joke in there. That's the thing about Gene, his distinctive humor, which makes no sense, but you can't help but laugh at it anyway.
Can't help.
This is why we've been working for almost 20 years, you bastard. But anyway.
How old am I?
You're whatever.
Let's hear some more music.
Now we
no more saxophones.
Okay,
we had enough.
All right,
no more saxophones.
Now you. This is that makes a segue to your new album. Tell us about it.
Okay, I've been very active in Jewish liturgical music for the last few years, and as I mentioned before, I've been singing with the Zemir Chorale, mm-hmm. and they have been playing at places like the White House. We actually did a Hanukkah concert down there during the about 2 years ago. Big thrill.
Despite who our president was at the time.
What could you do? But he was still the president.
I'm sure he loved the Hanukkah concert.
He was actually very gracious to us.
Yeah. Okay.
And
he was just waiting for Israel to get destroyed so Jesus could come and save you.
We performed at Carnegie Hall, various places in Israel. Avery Fisher with the American Symphony Orchestra.
Sure, cool.
Our friend Leon Botstein.
Yeah.
We would perform every summer at something called the North American Jewish Choral Festival, which is 3 days of music making and the saltiest kosher food you ever had.
Oh. L'chaim.
L'chaim and lots of liquor and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Sorry, I don't know.
Anyhow.
Make-believe Jewish music.
While I was there, I met a terrific soprano, and we hit it off, and she has become a great champion of my vocal work.
Wonderful.
And
we can all use people like that.
Absolutely. I this seems to be a theme that's running through everything I'm saying tonight. I'm very fortunate that I've been able to make connections with people who are passionate about the music and do what they can to get it out there.
Yeah. But we're going to hear a couple of things here.
Yeah. So we decided that we'd put a CD together of some of these pieces. Some of them are actually dedicated to her. Her being Joshana Ehrenberg, who is down in Washington, D.C. these days. And let's start with the Hashkivenu, which is track number 5. Okay. This was a piece I originally wrote for female choir. Two sections of sopranos and two sections of altos. It's worked very well as a vocal quartet, and we thought that we'd get a little fancy and have Joshana sing all the parts.
Oh,
she's got a terrific range, so she can do the top notes of the soprano 1 and the bottom notes of alto 2
at the same time.
Not at the same time, but you have to roll the tape back and let her do it again.
Yeah.
And I'm dating myself with that comment. We don't use tape anymore.
Tape, what's
but
that?
We got her into a studio with multi-track, and she did all the voices, and as you'll hear, she blends very, very well with herself.
Cool. As the voice is supposed to.
Yeah.
Should we immediately go out to the next track?
We could, yeah. We could do that, and then we could talk about it. I just thought I would mention that Hashkivenu is a text that comes from the Friday night Shabbat service, I'll read a translation of it. Grant, O God, that we may lie down in peace, and raise us up, our guardian, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace. Guide us with your good counsel, for your name's sake be our help. Shield and shelter us beneath the shadow of your wings. Defend us from enemies, illness, war, famine, and sorrow. Distance us from wrongdoing, for you, God, watch over us and deliver us. For you, God, are gracious and merciful. Guard our coming and going to life and to peace evermore.
L'chaim!
Oh, knock it off, Gene.
Sorry, that was my L'chaim music.
Yeah, yeah. The world should have such security. What's the word? Insurance.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Let's just play this.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
The vocal music of our guest,
Steve Cohen?
Steve Cohen, yeah. I'm losing my mind. Here on Noise.
He's only good in getting the keys of your pieces right. He can't remember your name.
Not much of all. Here on Noise, Punk and Dust Crooner. Hashkivenu, music of Steve Cohen here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. His vocal music, that was Joshana Ehrenberg, the vocalist, all the four voices, correct?
All four voices.
Well done, needless to say.
Yeah, pretty good.
Very, very pretty. Now, you said there's another work. I can't even pronounce this. You did, because I'm such a...
Yenidfish.
Yeah, because I'm such a white boy, I can't pronounce anything.
Okay, Yenidfish, it means heart's delight. It's a piyut. The text is a piyut. That's a sacred poem written by Rabbi Elazar Azikri of Safed from like the 14th and 15th centuries. This is something that's usually read early in the service, and it... It's actually a very beautiful and almost erotic poem.
Ooh, ooh.
Watch out now.
Well, very like the Song of Songs, where it's supposed to be an allegory, but it's some pretty steamy stuff in there. But this is almost as steamy. Heart's delight, source of mercy, draw your servant into your arms. I leap like a deer. There's a typo here. I never noticed until now.
Exposed, you're our Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Yes, indeed. I leap like a deer to stand in awe before you. Your love is sweeter to me than the taste of honey. World's light, shiny glory, my heart is faint for love of you. Heal it, O God. Help my heart. Show me your radiant splendor. Let me return to strength and have joy forever. Have compassion, O faithful one. Pity for your loved child. How long have I hoped to see your glorious might? O God, my heart's desire, have pity and hold back no more. Show yourself, beloved, and cover me with the shelter of your peace. I'm not done yet. Light up the world and with your presence that we may exult and rejoice in you. Hurry, loved one. The appointed time has come. Show us grace as long ago.
Filthy!
You open a window, it's getting very, very warm in here.
Yeah, it's funny, since my girlfriend just told me that last night. But anyway.
What did she tell you?
Yeah, what he just said, she told me all of that. She said
what was it again? What was that sound? I had a sound. Back to your girlfriend.
No.
Okay,
no.
And on this, Joshana Ehrenberg is joined by a very fine tenor by the name of Richard Slade. Richard is one of the tenors that sings in the Western Wind Ensemble.
All right.
We're very lucky to get him for this session. And pianist Beth Robin again, same Beth Robin that played the soprano saxonata.
Yes. Once again, you did Nefesh by our guest Steve Cohen here on.
Did what?
Nice try.
Let's get it right.
Yedid Nefesh
here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Oh,
Yedid Nefesh by our guest, Steve Cohen.
Oh, you're getting so good at pronouncing that.
Yes, I had enough. Yes, thank you. Okay, thank you, Gene. Gene, not that we asked for it, but thank you. Once again, we heard Shut up! Once again, we heard soprano Joshana Ehrenberg, along with tenor Richard Slade, and the pianist, once again, Beth Robin, here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner. Very beautiful music, needless to say.
Thank
yes,
you very
that was
much.
Very pretty. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
And the choral thing I liked. We heard some saxes. We heard some choral people singing.
Yes.
Well, I guess the woodwind quintet next, as we'll hear.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the sax family, isn't it?
Well, not really.
Well, related.
Well,
it's
winds.
A woodwind.
People blowing.
Flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and French horn.
Tell us about this piece.
Let's see. I got very friendly with wind players when I was at Manhattan School. String players, a little hard to approach. Singers, forget about it.
Yeah.
But I was very friendly with some friends who played winds, and they had a wind quintet, and I was writing some arrangements for them, you know, like ragtime music or Sousa marches or things like that. And they told me that, you know, they'd go to Central Park and play these things and people would put money in the instrument cases. I decided I'd try that myself. So I went down to Central Park with some manuscript paper, sat down on a bench, and I orchestrated right. about 20 pages. Nobody gave me a dime.
Nobody gave
me
a dime.
But that got me interested in writing for winds. And I started writing this piece sometime in the 80s. And I was very lucky to be able to bring it to players in progress,
right.
And they'd play through it, you know, like direct from the score, and I'd hear immediately what worked and what didn't.
Sure.
And you know, winds, the quintet, that's very tough to balance because you don't really have two of anything the same.
Mm.
You have two double reed instruments, one single reed instrument, one no reed instrument, and one brass instrument.
Mm.
So getting those to balance is a balancing act.
Needless to say, although the wind quintet is a traditional genre in the classical world.
Yeah, it goes back to, I would say, like the early 19th century.
Yeah. Maybe Mozart has one.
Let's see. I'd say as soon as there were clarinets, there were wind quintets.
Yeah, I think Mozart has a wind, at least.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know if it's a quintet
or
it's
the late 1700s.
Yeah. I don't know anything before that, but.
I seem to remember. Do we know the dates for Danzi? Because
Danzi, no.
He seems to be the father of the wind quintet.
Oh, okay.
We're all just making this stuff up as we go along.
Yes.
Actually, this piece, there is a Broccoli connection in this piece.
Oh, yes.
The middle movement is something I originally brought in as homework. Broccoli was teaching instrumentation for first-year students. That's like your preamble to orchestration.
Yes. Charles Dunham,
and they would always have some poor scholarship student would have to come in and just be a guinea pig and play whatever we wrote and show us if it works. And how it works on the instrument or doesn't in most cases.
Around the piano, and he's staring at it with utter concentration, not speaking, the dead silence in the room.
So there was one week we had a flute and a bassoon come in, and we had about a week's notice. So he said, write something for flute and bassoon. So I brought in a little piece, and I was sort of the class clown, so I always had funny titles for my piece. This piece was called Gavotte for a Drunken Archduke. And I expanded it to make the middle movement of this wind quintet, which you're about to hear.
All right. Cool. This is the wind quintet by our guest Steve Cohen. This is the Pennsylvania quintet performing here.
Pennsylvania 6-5000.
Right. That was the Pennsylvania polka.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Here on Noise Punk and
Das Gruner.
Das Gruner.
Right, why don't you read their names? Because they're all.
Yeah. Oh, let me try. Let me see if I can. You're right. Eleanor Duncan Armstrong on flute. Tim Hertz on oboe.
Thank God his name wasn't Richard.
Jesus. Smith Tolson on clarinet. Lisa O. Bontrager on horn.
Sorry.
Don't change.
Can't help it.
And Daryl Duran on bassoon.
Duran.
Duran on bassoon. Here we go, Steve Cohen's Wind Quintet. Rock it! Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I had to sing that after that tarantella presto type movement. The Wind Quintet by our guest Steve Cohen, played here by the Pennsylvania Quintet. Wonderful performance. Very charming piece indeed.
Thank you very much.
All rocking right. It.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm a nice guy. Anyway, it was great.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I was just waiting for a laugh. Yeah, and I never get it from you.
Well, Steve, let's... You have one more piece that you want to play for us?
Yes, I have a choral piece from Temple Emmanuel. They do a lot of my music there. And one of the nice things is that they stream their services over the internet. So anytime one of my pieces gets done there, I have access to a really, really nice recording. They have a fine organist and a professional eight-voice choir. And one of the best cantors in New York and in the country, cantor Laurie Corson, who is very much responsible for me writing so much Jewish sacred music.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's the title of this again?
This is Mi Kamocha. This is part of the Friday evening service. The translation is actually,
yes.
We'll be hearing the Saturday morning version. Who is like you, Adonai, among other gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, awesome in praises, doing miracles? With a new song, the ones you rescued praised your name at the seashore. All of them in unison gave thanks and praised your rule and said, Adonai will reign forever and ever.
I like it when stories are told about me, don't you think?
I'm going to move for some pork.
Oh!
I'm a bad Jew. I'm sorry.
Choral music of our guest Steve Cohen here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Check it out!
That's a joyous choral work by...
Indubitably.
Indubitably?
Yeah, I don't know what the word is, but...
Music of our guest...
Now I want some Manischewitz. More Jewish jokes.
Huh? Yeah. Music of our guest, Steve Cohen. What was the name of that choral work again?
That is Mi Kamocha, which means who is like you.
Well, again...
We were going to get to this.
Yes. You know, I love songs about me.
God damn it, Charles.
Yeah, come on.
You're not even Jewish.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry. Well, Steve, thank you.
Needless to say, thanks for coming in.
And, thank you for having me.
Tell us what else you've got coming up.
Okay, well, I want to plug the CD again.
Plug it.
The CD is called Shir Chadash, A New Song.
This is from the vocal music that we heard earlier.
Music with Joshana Ehrenberg and friends. Yes. You can find it on Amazon.com.
Right.
iTunes,
yeah.
CD Baby, DigStation, and my
Excuse
website.
Excuse me?
My website, stevecohenmusic.com. Excuse me, stevecohenmusic.net.
Yes. Ah.
And as you know, we played two tracks from that earlier. We only want to give you a nibble, so because we want you to buy the feast.
Ah, indeed.
And, is it a kosher feast?
Yes.
Anybody who's listening in the New York City area, please join me on November 11th at Manhattan School of Music for the premiere of the soprano, the sonata for tenor saxophone and piano.
That's 2009.
For 2009.
Those of you in the future. In the
future. Program will also include the saxophone quartet number one from 1980.
Yes.
That's pieces old enough to be having children of its own by now.
Nice.
Anybody in the Buffalo area, join us on November 23rd at Buffalo State College for the world premiere of Revels for Orchestra.
Wow, great.
On a program along with Brahms and Glazunov and Johann Strauss.
Hmm. Three famous dead guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Steve.
Yeah, and again, and Steve.
Be dead guy. Yes.
Be, and then this is, again, this is 2009, so if you're listening in 2010, you're screwed.
Yeah. You missed it.
You missed it.
Oh, you Press missed rewind. Such a good concert, but we'll let you know about the next ones.
We, oh, yeah, because we should. Well, Steve Cohen, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And
is that what I think it is?
I think that is the theme music, Charles Descruder.
Awesome, and until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the Scrooner. 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 Noise.